Our guest today is Sam Reed. He is a member of the five-time Juno Award-winning band Glass Tiger, who will be performing this year at the Kincardine Scottish Festival on July 8th. Hello, Sam. How are you today, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me. And I could put on my best Scottish accent, but it's not going to be as good as Alan Frew. So I'll just do my Ontario accent.
Yeah, we're pretty used to that accent around here. Alan Frew, unfortunately, feeling a little under the weather today, but we are so happy that Sam is here to talk about Glass Tiger. And it's not often that I get the opportunity to talk to somebody that has won so many awards, has been nominated for Grammy Awards, has toured the world with some huge acts. So, first off, let's go back to the start. Let's go back to when things kind of got really, really big for Glass Tiger. Back in 1986, you guys are up for a Grammy Award. You're off to Los Angeles. All of a sudden, everything exploded. Did you ever, at any point, while all of that was happening, find yourself and maybe the guys in the band a little bit starstruck? Like, how did we get here so quickly?
I remember it felt like a very, very slow start to things, because prior to releasing a commercial album with Capitol Records, we were essentially like a bar band, and we did 4 or 5 years of slogging it out. And it's you keep thinking each month that goes by, you're going to get signed because you're doing showcases. And it feels like it just, is very slow moving. And then whammo, like soon as we got the record deal and released The Thin Red Line, and then, of course, Don't Forget Me hit the airwaves commercially, that was basically like strapping a rocket to your back and hanging on. Yeah.
And in those early days of now all of a sudden you're going from the bars where, you're struggling to make a name for yourself. Now everybody has heard your song. They're singing along with you. What was that initially like? And, who was some of the biggest names that you got to meet as a result of that initial success?
Well, it's incremental. Everything was, we had no prior experience. So to come out of the box and release an album and have a song, go onto the chart so quickly, it meant that our manager at the time kept saying, well, hang on to your hats, guys. Things are going to get really super busy. And we kind of packed up and left our families, because it was like, get ready, to support all this. And at the time we were like, oh, you're going to have 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off. Well, we never did that for 3 years. We just jumped on tours. We'd go out immediately. We got a tour with Journey in the U.S. And at the end, instead of coming home, the manager said, Tina Turner's going out in Europe. And it's like, okay. So you call home and you go, not coming home. And then away you go. And we jumped on some really big, big tours because of the success of that first album. And that was what we worked so hard to get. So we were delighted to work with some of those artists, Cheap Trick and the Moody Blues. We did tours with them. And of course, here in Canada, good pals with Honeymoon Suite, they were kind enough to take us on the road on our first Canadian tour, supporting them. So, these are all great milestones that we look back on fondly.
It's been obviously a minute since those days, since the big success of the Thin Red Line album, but you're still out, you're still touring, you're coming to Kincardine July 8th. Are there friendships with bands that you met at the start that you still have today that you can easily pick up the phone and be like, guys, thinking about doing a tour, you guys want to come with us? Do you have that relationship today?
We do. The thing that you have to realize is, the music industry, especially in Canada, it's very tight knit. A lot of the support crew, like soundmen and lighting techs and stage techs, a lot of the bands, a lot of those techs work with multiple bands. And one of the funniest moments is we do a lot of those weekend festival shows in the summer. And any given day that we're in the Air Canada Lounge in Toronto or anywhere in the country, you'll have 5 or 6 bands going in different directions, and we'll all meet in the lounge. You're like, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Calgary. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going over here. And we certainly hang out and get a chance to say hi. Occasionally, when there's a nice package of bands on a festival, we will get a chance to hang, which is always nice. But we've got great friendships that started back in the early days and continue. And we're delighted that 35 years later, we're still here doing this.
We're talking with Sam Reed. He is a member of Glass Tiger. Sam, in recent years, you have taken on more of a technical role. You've taken on, I think you've got your own production company. You actually helped produce Glass Tiger's most recent album, 33, that came out in 2019. What's it like to be on the other side of the console making music that way?
Well, yes, I actually started that back on the Thin Red Line in 86. When we were recording then, I just found myself very comfortable in the studio, and I was a shadow to Jim Vallance, who was producing and co-writing. I just couldn't get enough of the studio production side of things, and Jim was a wonderful mentor to me, and I think he realized my interest level, and so it started back then, and it continued, and then in the later years now, you know, I've been able to we released during our COVID downtime a Christmas album called Songs from a Winter's Night, plus the 33 album that you mentioned. So this the recent projects have all been done sort of in my studio, producing the band, and we're continuing to work on music. So it's great to I love the studio. I could be there. I don't even notice the time go by.
Are there any imminent plans for the release of anything new from Glass Tiger, or anything that you're working on that we might see or hear at least sometime soon?
Yes, we have a number of songs that we're going to probably trickle out during the summer or into the fall, and certainly we get busy doing the summer festivals and that. But yeah, we're always writing. Al Conley, the guitar player, Alan, myself. We do get together on a regular basis when we're home, and come to usually my studio, and we're always working on things, whether we have a project for it or not. It's just one of the things we've done and we enjoy doing. So there's a bunch of new things in the hopper.
Sam, I want to ask you about one more thing before I let you go, and I really appreciate your time. But last year I was listening to a new song from a band called Weezer. And there was a song called A Little Bit of Love that as soon as I heard it, I went, oh, boy, I think Glass Tiger might want to have a few words with those guys. And I've been Googling it. I haven't seen anything has come of it. And I was kind of wondering, I wonder if the recent Ed Sheeran case decision has anything to do with maybe they're not going to move on it. Plus, you know, I think they're just pretty nice guys who don't really want to mess around in the sandbox. But obviously, you've heard the Weezer song. Your thoughts on that situation, and is Glass Tiger actually thinking about talking to the guys from Weezer?
Well, I'm very much aware of it, and through our fan base, actually, initially, where I first heard about it, and then we've done a few interviews here and there. Some people have taken it as far as blending the two songs together, where you cut one into the other, and of course, when you A/B it that way, you can more prominently hear the similarities to it. And there are definitely similarities, but you know, it's one of those things where we sent it on to our publisher, and I'm sure they're looking at that. But you know, it's also in under the, you know, there's only 12 tones in the musical scale. So you know, stylistically there's definitely some similarities, but we're very much aware of it. We'll learn their song and play it halfway through the song when we do our live show.
Yeah, you know, that's one way to turn it into a positive. And I think Ed Sheeran said it really well. It's like there's going to be coincidence that's going to happen, and if we just get down the rabbit hole of every artist is going to sue the generation before them, then we're not going to have great music. So
yeah, true enough. Yeah.
Sam Reed of Glass Tiger, thank you so much for talking to us today. Of course, the band is getting ready for their show in Kincardine at the Scottish Festival on July 8th. Details and ticket information can be found online at kincardineScottishFestival.ca. Information about Glass Tiger, where you're going to see them, where you can hear possibly some new music from them, you can find on their website at glasstiger.ca. Sam Reed, it has been an honor, sir, to chat with you today.
Oh, we're wonderful. We're looking forward to it. It'll be our first time in Kincardine, and of course, with a Scottish singer, and we have a little tinge of Celtic music throughout all the music we've ever released, you know, having done songs with the Chieftains and Rod Stewart and that. So, you know, dear to our heart, and I'm very excited that we get a chance to play the Scottish Festival, and Alan will be in fine form, maybe even with a kilt. Who knows? You never know.
That was going to be my next question. Is Alan going to bring the tartan out for this event? We'll have to wait and see then.
Yeah, well, and we were, I think, I don't know if somebody in the area reached out, but somebody was asking about blending some bagpipes into Thin Red Line, and we have done that before. We did it through the military pipes in Trenton. And so if there's any pipers that want to do that, they should reach out. And that does work really well, and it's pretty effective. It reminds me a little Mullican Tire, you know, McCartney-ish. Mm-hmm. So that's always fun to do. But we're excited to come out and to Kincardine and look forward to the first time at the festival.
All right, the Kincardine Scottish Festival, July 8th. Glass Tiger, your headliner this year. Details on tickets, you can buy them online at kincardinescottishfestival.ca. Sam Reed, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. We'll see you guys soon.